what we leave to others for the future. What's your legacy? Here's some great stories of Flint Hills legacies from the Emporia Community Foundation on KVOE, live and local.
Speaking of the Emporia Community Foundation, the check process, the check award process from Match Day will be coming up on Giving Tuesday, December 3rd, live at Flint Hills Mall. And Chuck Samples will be the master of ceremonies of that wonderful event. That is Great Theater, and we invite you to tune in beginning at 10 o'clock the morning of December 3rd to hear all of the reactions to all of the money that was obtained through Match Day coming up on Giving Tuesday from the Emporia Community Foundation. It will be live right here on KVOE. So you get that, Tux?
No. Thank you for reminding me. I'm getting that today.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
We're bringing in Sean Stewart, AAA Kansas Manager of Public and Government Affairs, because as Ron mentioned here just a few minutes ago, we're looking at a lot of folks across Kansas and a lot of people across the country hitting the road for Thanksgiving.
Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on. So I guess my question comes up here is how you set these, these travel projections, coming up here for the different holiday periods, including what sounds like it's going to be a really thick period next week.
Yeah, our national office annually works with a variety of consulting firms and now analyzes, different factors from the economy to a variety of different things. And we come up with these projections every year. And, an interesting thing, we talk a lot about holidays with you, but Thanksgiving is typically the busiest holiday for travel out of all of them. So we're expecting some busy roads, busy airports for sure, coming up next week, with about 862,000 Kansans expected to travel for Thanksgiving out of the total of 79.9 million across the country.
Oh, 79.9 million. Whoa.
And most of that
is... Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And the vast majority of them are going to be driving, right?
Yeah, generally about 90% of Americans travel by car on the roads during these holidays, and so that'll be the case here. So just know that the roads are going to be extra crowded, so slow down, make sure everybody's wearing seatbelts, avoid distraction and impaired driving, and certainly we're right in the peak of deer season, so be aware of them possibly running across the road in front of you.
Yeah, deer activity has been robust, to say the very least. Around here, we know that anyway. So, that's a good thing to keep in mind. Well, specifically, what are going to be the busiest travel days if we're on the road out there, Sean?
Yeah, the busiest travel days on the road will be Tuesday and Wednesday next week in the evenings. Afternoon is in evenings where, people are getting off work combined with people hitting the road for their trip. Especially if you happen to travel through some major metro areas on your journey. And then coming back, Sunday and Monday will be busy days. In fact, the U.S. TSA is expecting next Sunday, December 1st, may break a record in terms of number of travelers that they screen. This past summer on July 7th, they set a record of about 3 million. And they're thinking they may break that record next Sunday, December 1st.
That does not sound very appealing to be in an airport at that time to me.
I have to agree with you.
My goodness. As far as the ground travel is concerned here, Sean, and maybe this translates over to air travel as well, why are we seeing the numbers maybe up this year versus the past few years? Are we still seeing maybe pent-up travel demand due to COVID, or is that out of the picture now?
That really seems to still be providing some of this motivation for people traveling. It's been a growing travel ever since we came out of the pandemic. And so another thing to think about is that gas prices are pretty low right now here in Kansas. The average is $2.72 a gallon, and that's sixth lowest in the country. And so certainly less of an impact on your bank account to fill up your tank during your trip this year. So that's another thing that's playing into it.
Well, you mentioned the busiest times to leave. What about coming back home after Thanksgiving? What are we looking at there?
Yeah, Sunday, basically all afternoon and evening on Sunday, the roads will be very busy. And we think even Monday, a lot of people will be extending their holidays into Monday. So, you know, combine that with people getting back to work. And so those 2 days are anticipated to be the busiest for people coming back after Thanksgiving.
So if I'm dissecting this all correctly, the best day to drive would be Thanksgiving itself, right?
That's right. Minimal traffic impact is expected on Thanksgiving Day. So if you do have a gathering, that's your best bet in terms of having light traffic.
You know, this does kind of factor in, you know, especially for those who are going on the road. There's not a ton of time maybe to reach out to your service shop of choice, but it probably is highly recommended that you do that here really quickly to make sure your vehicle is road ready.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to do that before a road trip, and certainly as we head into winter, get your battery checked, make sure your tires are in good shape. Have the oil changed, make sure your antifreeze is in good shape. We always suggest people look at their wiper blades and fluid, make sure you have plenty of fluid, and this time of year, use a winter blend that can help your windshields from icing up. And then make sure that all of your lights, your headlights, taillights, all your turn signals are working properly so you can see, those deer and be seen on the roads.
How often are you guys getting called out, say, when it comes to Thanksgiving travel and needing to at least facilitate some emergency roadside assistance?
Yeah, last Thanksgiving holiday, AAA, in Kansas, responded to more than 2,400 emergency roadside service calls. So we anticipate a busy weekend. We're always out there 24/7 to help if you do get stranded. But like we say, get your car in and get it checked. We prefer that you not have to spend some of your holiday stuck on the side of the road or getting your car towed somewhere.
What about carrying an emergency travel kit? That a good idea?
Absolutely. You know, it's always it is. Yeah. But certainly as we head into winter, make sure that you have things that can keep you safe and keep you warm until help can arrive and some extra warm clothing and blankets are always a good thing. Have a first aid kit. Some water and snacks are good for human and pet passengers. And always make sure that you have an extra battery or a way to charge your phone so you can be sure to call for help. And, you know, AAA has a mobile app that you can load to your phone. You can call for help that way. Or you can load the number and have that programmed into your phone so you can have it at your fingertips and ready to call.
Sean Stewart joining us with Kansas AAA again with a huge Thanksgiving travel period, which is loading up here for not only Kansas, but for the nation. You know, and you brought up here about, you know, we've talked about the vehicle, road readiness, that emergency kit, but this does, to me anyways, this also brings up a point that we've talked about a few weeks back, and that's the distracted / sleepy driving, which has been a much bigger emphasis point here with different agencies, including the AAA, the last several years. How important is it going to be for folks to get as much rest as possible, and in addition to getting the vehicles ready to go and battle what may be coming up here over the next week and a half?
Yeah, being sharp while you're driving is important. So if you start to feel tired, you know, switch off with another driver. You know, hopefully you're traveling with somebody who can share some of that drive time. And then, we talk about with distracted driving, if you have a passenger, have them change your playlist or adapt your navigation system if needed, so you're able to focus on the road and aren't distracted by those electronics. It's easy to do, but you know, if you can have somebody else navigate those, that'll allow you to focus on driving safely.
Good stuff. Sean, are we missing anything before we dive into the turkey and the stuffing and the stuffed roads next week?
Yeah, we just suggest everybody be safe, you know, be with the extra traffic on the roads, so give extra space, slow down, and make sure that everybody's buckled up and or in a child car seat. We don't want to see any tragedies this holiday. So just drive safely and pack some extra patience on the roads.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Sean Stewart with Kansas AAA joining us here with the Thanksgiving travel projections, higher than last year. Record travel again. Where have we heard that before? And all the tips, and we'll be having a story here posting shortly on KVUE.com. Now, tomorrow we've got scheduled already, Greg Larson. Tomorrow's going to be basically a Thanksgiving/holiday tradition morning show because we've got Emporia Church of Christ Pastor Neil Taylor talking about the church's Thanksgiving meal next week. We have Greg Larson and Donna Spain for the Newsmaker 2, previewing the Messiah Lutheran Harvest Home Festival, and just scheduled here this hour, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon, as we discuss the start of the annual bell ringing fundraising campaign. So that's 7:20, 8:20, 8:40 tomorrow here on KVOE.
Yeah, and we'll be bell ringing this Saturday, Chuck.
Saturday morning, yeah, wrapping it up.
KVOE will be out at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply from 8 until noon. We'll have a Michelle Boyce, ringing from 8 until 9. Judy Neal, 9 until 10. Tegan Trahoon will be 10 until 11. And then Chuck and myself.
We'll bring it home.
Well, yeah, Anchor Leg coming up 11 until noon on Saturday. And earlier, prior to that, I will be at the Anderson Building, and I'll be serving up biscuits and gravy at the Messiah Lutheran Church Harvest Home Festival.
All right. It's
going to be happening on Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m. Hope to see you all out there.
Indeed. And hopefully, I mean, there's so much stuff happening here with the Messiah Harvest Home Festival, and there has been for years. Yeah. And that has turned into a huge Thanksgiving, really, time frame tradition just by itself. Looking forward to being part of that.
8:59, 36 degrees. Good morning.
Here's what's happening at the School of Visual and Performing Arts at Emporia State University. Tonight, the Pantomime and Non-Traditional Theater Society, a.k.a. PANTS, performs at 7:30 p.m. in the Frederickson Theater. Join Dr. Tracy Fries and the ESU Percussion Ensemble for their fall concert this evening at 7:30 p.m.